Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you for joining us live, everybody, worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. This is your host, Jim Masters, welcoming Jimmy Lee Marler to our show. So, yeah, you've got a lot of James, Jim, and Jimmy here squared on this episode of Close Up Radio Live. Jimmy Lee is an artist at Marler's Photography and Art, LLC. And as an artist, he works in several mediums, including oils, color, pencils, pastels, scratch art, and watercolors. His best work is in pencil drawings. Based in Missouri Ozarks, Jimmy Lee can produce beautiful art at a rapid pace, And in addition to the art that is already for sale on his website, he also does commission work, charity work, art for churches. He enjoys painting landscapes and animals. This is not him drawing. It's like God did it. That he likes, so he's impressed with, that is the person he draws. One notable celebrity that he sketched was Dolly Parton, to whom he sent that piece. He's also written a book titled How to Do Art Projects in Seven Different Mediums. Also, his two most favorite artists are Norman Rockwell and the Missouri-based Thomas Benton. He also admires the old masters, such as Rembrandt, Leonardo da Vinci, and Rubens. Really incredible names, too. One time, when he and his late wife Sharon were visiting the Louvre in Paris, he invited to her, "Man, I'd love to have artwork in here." Well, his dream was realized in 2023 and in 2024. A new painting of his was displayed in the Louvre. Other paintings are being displayed in Austria and Belgium and even a castle in Germany. If anyone goes and tries to fulfill their dreams, stay with it, no matter what others say about it, according to Jimmy. If you please God, then it will please everybody. He's watching over you. Trust in him. My pleasure to welcome Jimmy Lee Marler to Close Up Radio Live for this exclusive 30-minute uninterrupted conversation. Jimmy, thank you very much for joining us here on the program. We welcome you to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You are very, very welcome. You know, I like to sort of humanize our guests and go back in time and rewind a little bit to see what it is that has inspired them to do what they do and what they love and what they're so skilled and talented at. For you, early on in your life, on your life's journey, when did you realize that you had this talent, you had the gift, and wanted to express it? And when was it that you realized this was work that you had to do?
Okay, well, mostly my interest in art began about the age of 12. My cousin, he was a paraplegic, and he would lay on his bed. You know, he could move his head and his arms, and that was it. And my twin brother, Billy, and I sat on each side of the bed, and he would show us how to draw. And he was quite a professional artist. He used to do governors and senators and everything, and I was really impressed with that. And so anyway, Billy and I used to draw pictures and then every once in a while sell one for like a nickel or something. You know, back then that was a lot of money. Nowadays it's not much, but anyway, we got to meet several of the governors and senators that my cousin drew. And I end up later on getting some of my pictures at the state capitol in Jefferson City, too, of the senators and representatives there. And so I just always enjoyed drawing. It was just very relaxing to me, and it seemed like it gave me a purpose to do things. And my mom and my dad, my mom and my brothers and sisters used to sing a lot. And Billy and I, we couldn't sing. So anyway, we could draw. That was about it. So anyway, we just started picking it up then and started doing a lot of artwork. And I remember doing pictures every day when I was in school, and ended up doing a lot of pictures by the time it was over with.
That's incredible. What a beginning. 12 years old, that is early, and that's a great way to begin and really perfect what you do. As an artist, what types of mediums would you say that you work with, Jimmy?
Well, my I do all of them, like you mentioned, you know, oils and color pencil and pastel and scratch art and watercolors, and also and pencil drawing, and also did printmaking a long time ago. And I can't do much printmaking now because my hands are getting a little bit arthritis in them, and so I can't, you know, do the pulling the gouge and stuff to make the picture. So that's the reason I went to scratch art, because scratch art, you could just do it with a little knife and scratch off the black and the white appears underneath it. And so that's the reason I switched over to scratch art. And then when I did oils, I used to teach college classes, and I used to I'd have my students use water-soluble oil because if there's any ladies in the, you know, in my class, they could be pregnant or whatever, so you couldn't really use turpentine and thinners and stuff around them. So we switched over to water-soluble oil, and it would dry like in 30 minutes. So that was pretty good. And then my wife always said I was best in doing pencil. She said I always could capture whoever I was drawing in pencil. And so that's actually, I guess, my favorite is that. And then I'd say my second favorite is probably is doing the pastels. I like doing pastels because they're so much fun. You mentioned that I'd done the presidents. I did, you know, the two Bush presidents, and I was doing them in front of a big audience. And they says, why don't you give those to them? And I said, well, let me check on that. And so I called this lady that was one of my students in high school I taught, and I said, are you still Laura Bush's secretary? She said, yeah, sure am. I says, you want to check with the presidents if you'd like to a couple of my drawings? And so anyway, she called me back and says, yeah, he's sure looking forward to that. So anyway, I sent them to him. They were in pastels. And then later on, she had, you know, after he got out of office, she called me and told me that he was walking around the White House showing them off, says he was really proud of them. And I guess she knew that he actually is a pretty good artist himself. I know some of his artwork was pretty good.
That's terrific. What a great story that is. Now, in terms of the types, I had mentioned you do such a variety, landscapes, celebrities, animals, pictures for churches, commission work, and so much more. Tell us about all of that.
Well, like I said, I like to donate pictures and stuff. I've donated probably over 2,000 pictures to charities and things. I don't have a whole lot of money to give to them, but I can do artwork, and they can raise money that way. They have a Shelley Sachs Foundation in Springfield, and my wife, before she passed away, she had cancer like 4.5 years and stage 4, and so Shelley said that she used to pray for my wife and everything, and then she ended up passing away, and so anyway, of cancer too. And so I end up donating, like last 2 years, I donated 7 pictures to the charity to raise money for the Shelley Sachs Foundation. And then also St. Jude, I think I sent 17 of them to them. And Boy Scout Museum, they have 4 of mine. And then there's several other museums. I think there's 12 museums have my pictures, like the Eureka Springs Passion Play, they have some. And they have 3 of my paintings. But anyway, I just like doing charity work. And then, like I said, I usually do commission work. Recently, on the last month of last, well, in December, I did 38 drawings in that month for people to give away for Christmas presents. present. So anyway, like I said, I do commission work too, and usually some of the pictures I get, they're kind of faded, or you know, they're done 50, 60 years ago, and they don't have a whole lot of resolution to them. So they give me the picture, and so I do them. And then before I ever do a picture, I always pray that God help me, and He does it. I figure, you know, He knows what they look like. And so anyway, I think almost all of them always said that looks just exactly like them. So that's why I said it's always God doing it, not me. And always my teachers in college said that, you know, I'd never make as an artist. I was too photographic. I did things too much like a naturalist. And anyway, they always told me I need to do abstracts. So I couldn't stand those. Mm-hmm. I've done a few of them, but I wasn't too happy with those. But anyway, I just like doing things. I've got them. I donate pictures to churches. I wish I could sing. Like I said, my brothers and sisters could sing and everything, but my twin and I couldn't. But anyway, that's the only thing that we had we could draw. And so I've got them in over 100 churches right now. I donate those. Some of them have like 6 or 7 of my drawings in each one. So anyway,
that's incredible.
I do animals and stuff too. I like that.
And like I said, the charity work, the commission work, churches, all kinds of things, huh?
Yeah, like I said, I just like doing stuff. To me, it's not the money. It's just making people happy. And that's, I think God gives us here for a purpose, and we need to do what He wants us to do. And I think that's my mission, is to make people happy and sometimes capture somebody that they would like to remember. And so that's why I do a lot of commission work, too.
Right, exactly. Which is amazing. It really, really is. You've done work for several famous folk as well. Some of them, I mean, George H.W. Bush and Dolly Parton, Sheryl Crow and others.
Yeah, I usually do people that I admire, and they seem like they have good character and stuff. And I've done, my wife and I went to Mel Tillis' show in Branson. And so, anyway, I took a picture of him from the audience, and I drew a picture of him and Pam, and I ended up giving it to, I was able to give it to him up on stage one time. And then I've done members of Congress like Eric Smith, Josh Hawley, and Carla Esslinger, and a lot of people like that, and Sheryl Crow, David Nail, Billy Ray Cyrus, and some of those have some of my artwork.
What is it like when they do receive the work? Do you get feedback? Do you hear from them after they receive the work?
Most of the time I usually get a letter thanking me or a call. And I've got lots of letters and things. I know whenever the president, I did him, Bush, he ended up sending me a letter thanking me. And then my son had a baby, Jackson, and anyway, he sent a letter on White House stationery welcoming to the world and stuff, and I thought that was really nice of him. And so, yeah, every once in a while I get a letter or something, and like I said, it's not the money as much as just I like doing it, and it takes my mind off of some of the bad stuff around. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now. And it gives me a chance to kind of get away from it. I know whenever my wife was real sick and everything, I used to sit over at my drafting board, and she sat in her chair, and she liked to watch me draw. And so I would draw something, and a few minutes later I'd hold it up, and she'd tell me if it looks okay or whatever. And then I'd go back and do some more and everything. But like whenever I know she was in a lot of pain going through all that cancer treatment stuff, I'd help her go to bed and things, and then my mind would still be awake, so I would stay up pretty late drawing pictures, and that would kind of get my mind off of her being in bed and, you know, in pain. And so just a way of relaxing take my mind off of bad stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it really can be therapeutic, right?
Right, yeah.
Can be, yeah. And I think that's so important.
Yeah, I know I miss her, you know, really bad, and just kind of like it gets my mind off of how much I really miss her and stuff, and gets my mind on other things. So that, like this, that is therapeutic.
Absolutely right, yeah. Who are some of, I mentioned, you know, Norman Rockwell, Thomas Benton. They are some of your favorite artists, huh?
Right, uh-huh. And, yeah, I like them, and then, of course, the old masters like Rembrandt, and, you know, Leonardo da Vinci and Rubens, Titian, all those people. I really enjoy looking at their art and stuff. When I was in Paris, we was standing there, and I am so amazed at some of these people's art. Some of these were like 20 foot by 30 foot. It was actually right beside the Mona Lisa. And you can actually see the sweat on the horse's brow. I mean, that's how detailed they were back in, you know, 1500. And so I said, well, I'll never be that good, but at least I get to see some really good art and everything. And so they did come out with a book in Europe a while back, actually last year, and it has to do with 242 artists. And they had Da Vinci and Pascal and Picasso and all those. And they asked me if I'd be in it, if I'd want to be in it, and I told them yes. And so out of 242, I was the 138th artist in it. And I represent the United States. They gave me like two full pages with it's written in German, you know, in French, and also in English. So I was very proud of that because, you know, at that time I was teaching art in college and everything, and it was kind of nice to have me in an art history book. So I was very humbled with that.
Yeah, I can imagine that must be an extraordinary feeling and opportunity. Your education history in art is quite extensive. Tell us about that, Jimmy.
Well, like I said, most of the time, you know, my 20 and I learned from my cousin, and then after that, I went and I got degrees in my associate degree was in chemistry and physics in Oklahoma City at Southwestern College. And then after that, I went to School of the Ozarks, or College of the Ozarks now, and got my degree there. And I had switched over to art and mathematics. And then after that, I went to Drew University and got my master's in art there. And after that, I went to Columbia University in New York, a teacher's college, and got a master's in computers there. And then I decided I'd go ahead and get my doctor's degree, and it was in computers at Columbia Pacific University. So I did do a lot of, you know, studying that way. But most of the things I learned as far as techniques and stuff has just been on my own. I know when I was teaching those college classes, I taught for SBU for 30 years, and I taught for Drew University for 25 and SMS for 5, and then I taught high school for 38 years. And most of the time, whenever I wanted to learn something, I either watch a YouTube, like that one time I was teaching a methods class on scratch art, and that's actually where I started. And anyway, I watched it, and then I did 38 scratch arts that week and everything, and then I show my classes how to do it. And then they did it, and they really enjoyed it. So it's a pretty easy thing to do and everything. So, like I said, that just where my art was, I usually, most of the time, I learned it on my own by just doing things, techniques and stuff.
That's so important. Yeah, that's incredible. You also attribute your faith in everything that you do as an artist. Tell us about that and the importance of that.
Okay, whenever I was growing up, my my mom, we had six kids, and she was divorced, so it was a one-parent, you know, thing. And so, anyway, she would read to us every night the Bible, and I think she had read it through like three times by the time we got into high school and everything. And she had like a photographic memory. I mean, when the preachers come out, they would say, "Is that right, Miss Marler?" And she would nod yes or no. You know, if they said something wrong, she'd tell them. So anyway, she's the one that told us, said, you know, you don't have a earthly father, but you have a heavenly father. Anytime you have questions, you just ask to him, and he will help you. And so I know a lot of times, like my twin and I, we'd be in college, and on Friday they'd say, all right, you got to have a book by Monday, and it's $25.80. Or something like that. And so we go back to the dorm and pray, and Saturday morning there's a check in the mail, $25.80. It's almost exactly the same amount every time, whatever the cost of the book was. And so we had that all the time. And I noticed he was always helping us on everything. If I was having trouble with my physics or chemistry, I'd just pray about it. And just like it, just, you know, I was able to grasp it afterwards. And so that's what I donate my thing. And my twin and I, we worked a lot of jobs. Like in high school, we worked two and three jobs a day in high school, helping mom, you know, support the family and stuff. She worked at a shirt factory for 30-something years, sewing on pockets and everything. So we would help her with buying supplies and buying, you know, our clothes and stuff. And I know we'd get off work at 12:30 and we'd go home and then have to get up and go to school the next morning. And then afterwards we actually started running track, and that's when we got into running cross country. And we ended up getting a scholarship running cross country at College of the Ozarks, which was on the original cross country team and everything. We used to run 10 miles just for warm up. So anyway, that's what we used to do. I can't do that now though. So, but anyway, like I said, we didn't have a whole lot of time after we were in college. Whenever we was at Southwestern, we got off work at 12:30, and we had class to start at 7 or 7:30 the next morning, and that was every day. And so we didn't get a whole lot of time to study and stuff, but we. It was worth it, you know, gave us some discipline and how to reach our goals and stuff. So that was important, I thought.
You know, on the website that you have, there's a lot of fabulous art for sale. Tell us about some of them for the listeners who might be interested in perusing and maybe even adding to their art collection.
Okay, now a lot of the pictures I've done on there are already sold, but like I said, it's not that I can't do it again. Usually if they like one and it's already sold, I can redo it easily. And so, but I do a lot of pictures that of sports, you know, sports people and then animals and cowboys and all that stuff. But it's usually my son kind of looks for pictures for me to draw, or I look on the web or something, try to find something, and then I try to alter it. I'm an expert in Photoshop, so I try to alter it to make it my own, and then I go in and I redraw it and everything. And I just like doing pictures, especially portraits. I love portraits. And I usually do the eyes first. If I can do the eyes, if I capture the eyes, I've got it made, because once I got that, the rest of it, I can usually do a drawing in about an hour and a half. And sometimes it takes like 2 hours. But once I start, I usually finish it before I go to bed. It just like my mind does it all night long if I don't do it. So I just might as well stay up. And I go help my son. He sells cars, and he has a car dealership in Springfield, Missouri, Alliance Motors. And I try to go help him 3 days a week. And then I get home about 10, then I'll stay up to about 2 drawing. And then I get up at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I start everything over again. So.
That's great. That's fantastic. Sounds like you really, you know, are thoroughly enjoying what you do. And One of the things you say that I think is really important, if anyone goes and tries to fulfill their dreams, stay with it no matter what others say about it. If you please God, then He will please everybody watching over you. Trust in Him.
Yeah, I agree with that. Our teacher, we had a teacher, a counselor in high school, told us that my twin and I would never make it to college, did not even go. And anyway, I graduated from 5 universities, and I made sure every time I graduated, I sent it back to her paper. So she says that I don't know if she just didn't think we were smart enough, or just trying to. She maybe knew that that would drive us into doing something, because I can't sing. Somebody said I can't do it, because I'll try it. So just stay with your dreams. Don't let somebody try to, you know, tear you down and tell you that you can't do something and everything. And then that website, I've got that pre-sale on my book I wrote, how to draw in, you know, 7 different medias and do projects in 7 different medias. It'll be on sale, pre-sale, starting on Monday at jimmyleemarler.net, in case they want to try to pre-order it. It'll be the first edition. And then I've got another book I'm writing, and actually 2 more books, and one is on cowboys, and I'm planning on having 100 drawings of cowboys and cowgirls on it. It's called Present, Past and Present. And anyway, I've got 70 of them drawn already, and I've been doing about 10 every 2 weeks, so it will only take me about a month or so to finish it. I'm going to have the picture on one side. You know, on the other side of the page, I'll have all the information about that cowboy, what they played in, and all that stuff, facts about them. And then the other book I'm writing is on how God's influenced my life, and it's about 80% done. It's all the miracle stuff that God's done for me. I know whenever I was born, they said that I wouldn't last just a couple of days. And Mom wrote to Oral Roberts and got an anointed cloth, and they laid on my head, and the next day it was all right. I had what I call a waterhead type thing, and the doctor told him, says if he lived, he won't be right and everything, but he said that he won't make it very long, and so they put it on there, and my head went back to normal. So that was, I think, a miracle right there.
Yeah, I would agree on so many levels. It absolutely is incredible. I want to let folks know that you do have a couple of places people can go. One is jimmymarler.com, and that's JimmyMarler.com. And then it's also jimmyleemarler.net, JimmyLeeMarler.net. Really a pleasure chatting with you. I applaud you for the incredible work that you do that inspires and empowers people and presents beauty in their life and celebrating life in the way that you do. I think it's just really extraordinary. I know the faith is very strong for you as a sense of grounding and very important. And congratulations, before we go, on some of the work being displayed in the Louvre in Paris. How cool is that?
Yeah, I was very honored to have that done. I thought that was great.
Yeah, and displayed in Austria and Belgium and even a castle in Germany. Really extraordinary. Hope we get a chance to chat some more as well, and maybe even see some of the work, and maybe there's testimonials, what have you. It would be a pleasure. But I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, Jimmy Lee. It was wonderful having you on the show.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim. So that was nice to be able to talk to you.
Absolutely. From one Jimmy to the other. It was really terrific.
That's
it. JimmyLeeMarler.com and Jimmy, well, that's JimmyMarler.com, so that's without the Lee, and he spells it J-I-M-M-I-E, so J-I-M-M-I-E-M-A-R-L-E-R.com, or JimmyLeeMarler.net, a couple of options there. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, a real pleasure having extraordinary artist Jimmy Lee Marler of Marler's Photography Art LLC joining us, and we hope to chat with him again soon. We hope you tune in again. For everybody here, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time on Close Up Radio Live. Come see us again on the next episode. Take care and be well and have a terrific day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.